الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. A little bit revision of what we have been speaking about in the week, and inshallah to revise and to repeat. It is a great benefit. There is great benefit in it. Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for a reminder is very beneficial for the believers. For the person who is even speaking, for him it's a reminder. For who are listening, for all of us, it is a reminder. And Allah says it is very, very beneficial. We also, the Quran Sharif, it is the same Quran Sharif that we learned in our childhood. And till today, we keep on reading the same Quran Sharif. It is repetition all the time. In our Jamaat work, the Fazail Amal are the same kitabs which we keep on repeating. So we have to, because we still haven't even really touched the surface of this, and we have to go a long way in order to bring this into our lives. So we have to keep on, and this will be till Maut comes to us, that we keep on trying to bring this in us, in quantity also, whatever is required, and then the quality of it also. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So this month here, it is a month of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah says the month of Ramadan is that great honorable month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. And the Quran Sharif is a kitab of hidayat. It shows us our direction. That Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran hudan lin-nas wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan. And it is bayyinat, it explains openly, it makes manifest all the two parts of hidayat, of righteousness, min al-huda wal-bayyinat, of guidance also. In other words, all the goodness which a person wants. May Allah let us understand this, that all our goodness, Allah has put it in the Quran Sharif. We are looking for it, unfortunately, in other places. The common example which is given, and examples hopefully will be always beneficial for us, a person who lost his one gold coin that he had. He had nothing else in his possession, just this one gold coin. Living in a little tin shanty, he lost it there in the tin shanty. But he came to look for it under the street light. So after looking for it, being very, very perplexed, couldn't find it. A friend of his went past, asked him, what's wrong? He said, I lost my gold coin, and that's my only possession that I have in my life. And I'm very worried and very perplexed. So he started helping him. And after a while, he asked him, where did you lose it? So he said, I lost it in my tin shanty. So I asked him, why are you looking for it here then? He says, because here the lights are bright. And so in the bright light, hopefully I can find it. But of course, he can look for it there till the cows go home. He will never find it. Where it's not lost, you can't find it there. If he goes to his tin shanty and he's got no lights also, with a candle or no candle also, just moving his hands around, hopefully he will find it where it is lost. So just like that, our hidayat, our goodness is all in deen. And we have lost it in deen. And now we are looking it for it in dunya. Some of us, for example, in holidays, we are looking for it in our businesses. To do business is nothing wrong, but within the limits, etc., giving our deen its preference, doing the business correctly, it's preferred to make the business our object of life. And we forget our deen, to make our homes the object of our lives, to make our cars our object of our lives, our hobbies, whether it be fishing, whether it be anything else, boating, whatever else it might be, to look for it, even worse, in the gambling dens, in the casinos, to go and look for it in the resorts, etc. It is not there. It is, we have to find it in the masajid. May Allah let all our masajid be open. And we go to our masajid, it is there where we will find it. Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakat comes down. It is in the Quran Sharif. May Allah make it that in this month we turn more and more to the Quran Sharif. The whole Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Bayyinatim, Bayyinat, many, many bayans it is, min al huda wal furqan. So all what we are looking for, it is here in the Quran Sharif. It is in associating with the Quran Sharif, learning the Quran Sharif, reciting the Quran Sharif to ourselves. The Hafiz reciting to somebody else and listening to somebody, trying to understand the Quran Sharif. For that, mashallah, many places. Now, if we are not having the programs officially as normal, but alhamdulillah, with streamlining and with streaming the programs, people can listen. So to listen to the meaning of the Quran Sharif and to try and practice upon it, that is where we will find what we are looking for. Our peace of mind, contentment of heart is in deen. And then again, it isn't in this dunya really. The real peace, the place of it, Allah has made Jannah. And that is where we will find it. And this is the place where we have to work for it, so that we will find it there. A person who is working, he leaves his home, for example, early in the morning, 5 o'clock, perhaps even 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever. And he goes out to work, he takes his lunch from work. Perhaps if he's going by public transport, he takes his money for his transport. A beggar, hobo, somebody who is lying outside on the pavement, sees this person going, ask him, where are you going? He says, I'm going to work. So after a few days, he tells him, I see every day you are leaving your home, the comforts of your home, and everything. You've made such a nice home, but you are leaving it, and you are going to work. You take food from the house. When I see you come back, your lunch pack is empty. You finish eat your food. The money you took, you spend it. You come back empty handed and you are tired. When you go in the morning, you are fresh. When you come back, you are tired. Why are you wasting your time like this? So he says, don't you know that at the end of the month, I will get my wages? So he says, end of the month, when will that come? That also is doubtful whether you get your wages, what will happen. He tries to explain to him, and he says, look at me, I just lie here, do nothing whatsoever, and I'm in peace and comfort, I don't get tired, etc. But end of the month, this person comes and he has got his check, a fat check. Of course, now payments are done differently, no more with checks, etc. And he tells him, see, now what I've got here. You were telling me I'm wasting my time, now I've got all this. So he says, this is just a piece of paper. He doesn't understand. Just a piece of paper. What are you going to do with this paper? But now he cashes the check, now he's got the notes. Now he shows him, so many 200 rand notes I got, so many 100 rand notes I got. So he said, you had one paper, now you got so many papers. But what these papers, they can't do anything. But in our lives, we know now, he will pay his rental, or he will buy his groceries, or he will buy a car. Everything will be done with that now. So just like that, yeah, in this dunya, many of us also, we feel that you are making namazes, what you're getting. So much sawab, Ramzan Sharif, so much sawab. But people like those hobos, they don't understand. They say, what are you going to do with all this sawab? And we tell them, end of the life you will see. In the akhirat you will see. You say, that now we don't know. If we have got doubts on that life, if our iman is not on that life, then we say, we don't know what will happen, whether there is something or not. But a person who has got iman, he knows everything will happen there. So we also must not have doubts on these things. Our namazes, our tilawat, all these things. Yeah, it is not one paper a check, it is not many papers our notes, but the sawab from Allah Ta'ala. And this is the month to gain it. And the main thing that we have to gain here is like that person, he had that yaqeen, end of the month I'll get my salary. So that and this other person had no yaqeen whatsoever. Today, what is in great jeopardy is our iman and our yaqeen. And Allah has brought these times here, all conditions are from Allah. All this, no matter what conspiracy theories there are, what realities there are, but the fact of the matter is, any person who has got the least bit of yaqeen knows it is from Allah Ta'ala. Whatever asbab also there may be, but eventually Allah alone is the doer of everything. And all these halat, this virus, everything, there is nobody else who can take it away but Allah Ta'ala. Precautions are there, and the solutions we, according to us, what we think, and that also we should think. In 1956, the crops in China were very poor. They were having no crops, nothing was growing. So they made an investigation. We are planting everything, but our crops are being destroyed. They found that there was a bird that was eating the crops. So therefore, we are having no crops whatsoever. So then, the government, etc., all, they set up like little stands everywhere. And they made an announcement, whoever kills these birds, he will get so much money, because they wanted to destroy them completely. It was a long time ago, and all the things that are available today were not available that time. So people started killing the birds, they were getting the money, everyone was eager to kill the birds. Time came when the birds became very scarce, and now people were not prepared for that little amount of money going look for the, so they increased the price also, that we will give you so much more, because now the birds are, and when they were satisfied, now those birds are completely almost extinct. We will get a bumper crop. But instead of a bumper crop, they got no crops whatsoever. So they again now, another investigation, and this is dunya people's method and their way of doing things. Now they found that there was a worm, an insect that was eating the crop, and the bird actually was eating the insect and saving the crop. So now they reverse the whole thing. Whoever will breed these birds now, we will pay them so much. And at the beginning, there were hardly really any birds, so they paid a lot of money. And when the birds increased, then they decreased the amount that they paid. So this is our dunya's people. So here also we have to see that we are blaming whatever this virus is on this thing, on that thing. But the truth of the matter, reality is that it is from Allah Ta'ala. And we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And the method of that is that all the things that please Allah, coming to the masajid, may Allah make them that they open up, to give the understanding to everyone that these are the places where where we will be able to. Allah is everywhere. We make dua everywhere, but this is referred to as the house of Allah, Baytullah, the Masajidullah, the houses of Allah Ta'ala, the places of making sujood to Allah Ta'ala. And a person is closest to Allah in sajda, and in the masajid he is even more closer. So yeah, the duas. So this is how Allah Ta'ala will sort out our problems. So we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. We have to have that yaqeen. Not like that person who felt that you are wasting your time, whole month you're going to work. But the real thing is that this is just an example. But the real is at the end of our lives, if we work with that yaqeen. And this is that Allah gives that yaqeen to us to understand. Some about 40-50 years ago in the Northern Cape, my uncle was there and he mentioned this, that the farmers were losing their sheep. Sheep were being killed. And what they found, even blood on the shepherd dog, the dog that was actually supposed to protect them, they found blood on his mouth. So they said that these dogs are killing the sheep. So they killed all the dogs to protect the sheep. Then they found more sheep are dying. Then when they found out, it was a certain type of a cat, a wild cat that was attacking the sheep. And these dogs were killing those cats. And the blood that was on their mouth was because of them killing those cats. So they were protecting the sheep. But man, no matter till today, he feels, I know more. I've got more knowledge. But really, our knowledge, whatever it might be, real knowledge is only one, Quran Sharif. And that is, and we find our solutions only in the Quran Sharif. We are looking for our solutions also outside the Quran, where the solutions are not. Like that person looking for his gold coin. He's looking for it where it isn't. He can look for it till his death. He won't find it there. So our solutions also are in the Quran Sharif. So this is the month that we have to turn more. And our yaqeen, and Allah is testing our iman. So we have to be very careful, all of us, what we are talking. Today, everyone is saying everything. Whether verbally we are saying it, whether we are saying it on the chat groups and on the groups, etc., on the different things, what things have any and everyone is saying, it must not happen we lose our iman. And the real life is not this life. The real life is the life of the akhirat. And if we have to lose all the ni'mat of Jannat, what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jannat, just for a wrong yaqeen of this dunya, going and thinking that all the other science books and medical books and that investigation and all the conspiracy theories and all the politics which are carrying on and all that, and we put all the things on there and we don't turn to the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is the only kitab that is from our Creator. We haven't created, we haven't made ourselves, we haven't made our children, our parents haven't made us. Which parent knows whether our parents or we as parents know anything about the eye really? Even an optometrist, how much does he know? Even a cardiologist, how much does he know of a heart? Who can make a heart? It is none other but Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala's great qudrat and Allah Ta'ala's hikmat we cannot fathom. Allah's qudrat we cannot. Khallaqun azim, khallaqun alim. Allah Ta'ala, what a creator He is. And in that one drop of sperm, Allah kept the material of the heart also, which is totally different from the material of the brain. Both are soft and delicate, but they are completely different. To protect the brain, Allah made the whole skull, which is made of hard bone, because it had to protect that brain. All from that one drop of sperm, Allah Ta'ala kept the material of the skull also. Then to protect the heart and all the other vital organs, Allah made the rib cage, our ribs. And they also, Allah made it so that it can protect our heart and the vital organs which are there. So this is all the work. So that creator and maker of this body, He has given us the directions of how this body must be used in order to get peace of mind and contentment in this world also. And the real is the life of the akhirat. How to be successful there. How to acquire Jannat. ذَلِكَ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Yeah, Allah speaks to both the conditions with majhul sighat. Not a person who will save himself there. A person who will be saved. And a person who will be made to enter Jannat. Yeah, we have to make the effort. But there, we won't be able to enter into Jannat with on our own. Who Allah enters into Jannat. And who Allah saves from Jahannam. So yeah, so our yaqeen. So it is very, very important that at these times, that we be very, very careful of what we are talking. What we are thinking also. Because our thinking, Allah knows. Nobody else knows. Your wife may be right close to you, but what you are thinking, she also doesn't know. But Allah knows everything. And the thinking then becomes that firm thing in the heart. Then a person is determined on it. Then a person starts speaking about it. So our iman, what our iman? And the doubts that can come in a person. And shaitan is working all the time. Even in Ramadan, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has explained, the big shayateen are changed. But the other shayateen are still there. And also, the effect of shayateen on us for 11 months, then we also still getting involved. So in namaz also, all the different types of thoughts, the theories, and what people are expressing themselves in, and the attacks we are making, and the counter attacks. And another thing is, this also Allah has made a test for us. And it is in the great knowledge of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who has been given such knowledge, that he made dua that, oh Allah, keep us safe for Ramadan. And keep Ramadan safe for us. Yeah, we say right in the month, already. The first ashra is almost finished already. And each one of us think, really, what have I done so far? We just have to admit that I have done nothing. And we feel guilty, and time is just going. Allah give us tawfiq of more tilawat, more dhikr, etc. And at that point also we should think that we are encouraged by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to read four things in abundance. La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah. And these are those things that please Allah Ta'ala. How much have we read? La ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah. Nas'aluka al-jannah wa na'udhu bika min an-nar. Whichever little words we use can be different, but that we are asking Allah of Jannat and we seek protection from Jahannam, which is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what you can't do without. That is our need. Our need more than food. We need food. Allah make it easy for the whole of humanity. How many people are having difficulty with basic food? Forget the refugees, what their conditions are. And forget displaced people in the world, what their poor conditions are. But people who are in their homes, normal like citizens, people haven't got food also in their house. So more than that also, we to get saved from Jahannam and to enter into Jannah. Just to speak a thing, our elders, Allah reward them, they used to say, never forget Allah and speak. Never forget your akhirat and speak. Keep that in mind. Whenever, no matter how angry we become, no matter how emotional we become, no matter how much we are overtaken by something, but let us keep in mind, Allah is watching me. And that one word that we tell somebody which displeases him. We read so many cases where the elderly people, great, great people, Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, one time, one poor young boy, ordinary boy, knowledgeable in deen, not knowledgeable in dunya, nothing, a person living in a village, Hazrat reprimanded him for something. Hazrat realized that I had no right. Hazrat left the comforts of his home, his khanka, and personally went and looked for him in one of the small little settlements, not even really a village, where how they lived. When Hazrat found him finally, he begged him for forgiveness. That boy was overtaken. He said, Hazrat, you are our elder. You are such a great person. He said, you are not my murid. You are not my student. If it's my murid, I have a right to reprimand and correct him. My student, I have a right. But just any person. And Hazrat asked him for forgiveness. So just say how much. So one word we say, we don't know. And on the other hand, what happened that night? Hazrat saw a dream that he was in a little boat. And in another boat, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the person who was in that boat, let my boat join the boat of Abdul Ghani. And when the boat came together and that sound that comes, Hazrat says, the joy that I felt at that time. And so the rewards of it. When we say tell somebody something good, we made a mistake and we go and ask for forgiveness. What, how lot of rewards. But we today just blurt out. Every husband just speaks anything to his wife. Anyhow he speaks. Shouts, screams, accuses, finds fault with everything. Wife with the husband, parents with the children. And unfortunately today, we are living in that time when children will backchat their parents also. And tell anything to their parents. And to backchat our parents, backchat our ustads. To speak on the face of our ustads, etc. How dangerous. But today, just this whole education system that we are now opting for. No values of respect. They don't teach you, they'll teach you everything else. One father that was met, whose daughter got 7 distinctions. And they sort of praised him. He said, even if she didn't get 1 distinction, but only if she would listen to what I say. She doesn't listen to me at all. If I could get that, I should have been much more happier. So all this education for this dunya, temporary, for a little while, just for our nafs sake, just to satisfy our ego, to satisfy our desires, to satisfy our lust. All this knowledge is just for this. But what is the reality? How to please Allah? How to look after our elders? How to look after our seniors? How to respect them? That you won't find in that education. That is a different thing, where you live your life just for yourself, just to please yourself, to make your money, to spend on others. They do, in all that schooling, they won't teach you, you must give charity. But in deen, your child will learn deen. You will be taught, look after your parents. They become old, look after them. Spend on your family, spend in the path of Allah. We will be taught in our deen, the best for charity is your own family. If they are in need, especially, or just to spend on your family, that is the greatest reward. And see what the needs of the people are. More than your own needs, see to the needs of other people. So this is what we will learn. That education, so our we have to see, we are very temporarily in this world. And in this time, let us see that also who we are following. And just to every person must see for himself who he wants to follow and who his heart tells him that this, and keep our mind on our akhirat, our deen, not how I can become, who I want to follow for dunya success, who I want to follow to become a great politician, a great doctor, a great businessman, not that. But for our deen, let us realize that our deen is important. This month Allah has given us that we cut ourselves off from the whole ummah generally cuts themselves off from everything else, and we come more closer to deen. When the Haramain Sharifain was open, how many people used to go for Umrah during this people? How many people used to go in Jamaat? How many people go in the Khanqahs? All this is that we bring ourselves closer to deen. And that Muslim who was like very far from deen also. So much so that a person who was addicted to his liquor, but in the month of Ramadan, he also doesn't take. In the month of Ramadan, the smoker doesn't smoke during the day. People put off their TVs also. So everyone Allah has given. So let us understand from this that we have to come closer to Allah. And meaning what we mean by that, the closeness of Allah, yeah, and for our akhirat. And that dunya is not our object. And then whatever we are speaking, whatever little messages we are giving out, which messages are we reading? What are we Googling? What are we going on to? Whether that is beneficial for my deen, my akhirat, or whether it's detrimental to that. That we have to see. Dunya's life, it seems a long life. 60, 70 years. Some people live more. Some go earlier. But really, this is absolutely nothing compared to the real, real life of akhirat, which is forever and ever and ever. When we just say this, it's also just words. We say it, but we don't forever it is. And a person who gets his jannat forever, what a life is made of that person. And a person who gets saved, there are those buzurgs who used to make dua, that Ya Allah, if I don't get jannat, but I just get saved from Jahannam. The least punishment of Jahannam, nobody of us can ever think also of tolerating it. How terrible, and it depends on our iman. And today, this is being tested to the core, that how we are speaking, or everyone, the woman, the man, the children, the learned, those who are not learned, learned in deen, learned in dunya things, our iman is being tested. So much so that a person even today is prepared to say that my profession comes before my religion. Today we're just going overboard with all our things, and we don't realize we have to keep our akhirat in mind. So this is the time that Allah has given us, this great auspicious month, to bring ourselves closer to the Quran Sharif, to the great virtues and benefits of this month of Ramadan, and all of it to prepare for our akhirat. Not just an exercise that we just for the month we're going to keep rozas, we're going to read Quran, we're going to make Taraweeh, etc. And after that is, no, it is all for our akhirat. And our iman is the main thing. And then, of course, all the other branches of deen, which are also so important, but iman, And just to die with Iman is such a great thing. More greater is to die with Iman and having all our gunas forgiven. So Tawbah, Istighfar. We are such that we are prone to gunas all the time. And even our nekis, our good deeds have become gunas also. In fact, our Tawbah and Istighfar also needs Tawbah and Istighfar. We have become in that. So how much of Tawbah and Istighfar, Inabat ilallah, Rujoo ilallah, we require. And this is the ideal month for all that. May Allah give us tawfiq. Turn to this. Don't worry about all other things. We are so much worried about everything else. Those that have to do work in their sections, they are doing the work. We don't have to now waste our time. We must do what we have to do. Get involved in turning to Allah. Allah will change condition. This virus, Allah alone can take it away. Nobody else can take it away. Only Allah. So we have to turn to Allah. More we turn to Allah, may Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, and let this month in its context make it very fruitful and beneficial for all of us. Let us not complain about the things, but do what we can do, do what we have to do, and inshallah Allah will show His mercy upon us, upon the whole ummah, on the whole of humanity also.